This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Arvada Police Chief Link Strait is retiring after 35 years with the department, effective at the end of the month. The city of Arvada made the announcement yesterday and named Deputy Chief Ed Brady as interim chief. Strait was appointed police chief in 2018. Colorado public lands were the subject of two bills before the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee this week. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
One bill would establish a Dolores River National Conservation Area. It's sponsored by both Colorado senators. Democrat Michael Bennett championed the bill during the hearing, saying all sides came together and found middle ground to protect the Dolores River.
And the result is a thoughtful compromise bill written on the ground in Colorado by Coloradans.
The House version of the bill, sponsored by Colorado Republicans, has not advanced. The second bill would complete the Continental Divide Trail. It has bipartisan support in the Senate. The House has already passed a version introduced by Congressman Joe Neguse. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has approved Denver Water's plan to replace lead pipes that connect homes to the city's water system. Denver was the first city with high lead levels to earn EPA permission to lead a local program to respond to the contamination. The city has replaced more than 15,000 lead service lines so far, and lead levels are well below federal limits. The National Weather Service issued a dust storm warning for parts of eastern Colorado this afternoon, the first time that's happened since 2014. A blowing dust advisory continues for parts of the eastern plains until 5 p.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.